Michigan Liberation is a statewide network of people and organizations organizing to end the criminalization of Black families and communities of color in Michigan. We envision a state without mass incarceration, mass policing, and punishment. We envision a state with the best public education in the nation, single-payer health care, and thriving Black and brown communities. Here on the Respect the Rules podcast, we will lift up the stories and experiences of those impacted by mass incarceration, collective ties to the criminal legal system, and the frontline efforts to end mass incarceration.
Hey, everybody, it's Miss Marjan, and I am back for another episode of Respect the Roots podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about, I'm going to go straight in, I'm not even going to waste your time, the cash bail discussion. I'm about to bring in two folks here. I got them right here. I've got Miss Rabina from the Detroit Justice Center, and then also we've got Kendra. Kendra, y'all, say hello to everybody, y'all. Y'all, you know how we
do. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Hey.
All right, good. I'm so glad y'all could come on here and everything. I think we got a little feedback and everything. Can you might have cut down your volume just a little bit, just a tiny bit. It ain't got to be a whole lot. Just there you go. And this, okay, y'all, let me put it back up. Cash bail. You know, I want to start off, just go straight into it. What is cash bail? I have no clue. I'm not going to lie. What is it? Rabina, what is it? Kendra, what is it? And then that way people can get to know who you are and why you're on this podcast episode.
Sure. Well, I'm a senior staff attorney with the Detroit Justice Center, and I have the very wonderful privilege of having Kendra as a client and now a friend. She's an amazing human being. In so many ways. And that's what I want people to understand. We're talking about human beings. And so the cash bail system dehumanizes people. So what is bail? Bail is a pre-trial amount of money. So if someone is accused of a criminal act or charged with a crime, the court has to make a decision of whether they are in custody or can be released to the public. Now, people don't always start out in custody. Some people are charged and some judges make a decision of, you know, what their freedom will cost. And so bail, actually, the only purpose of bail is to ensure that somebody comes to court. So if somebody is in jail, bail will free them until their trial. If they are not in jail, it will ensure that there is no warrant to put them in custody before their trial. But really, it's only to ensure that somebody comes to court. And in Michigan and in other states that have cash bail, it's just an amount of money. So that amount of money is usually decided by a judge or a magistrate. It may not be the judge that decides your case or you have the trial in front of. It's just somebody who picks a number. And it doesn't matter what criminal act a person is charged with, whether it's a severe crime or it's a small misdemeanor, bail decisions have to be made.
Right. Okay.
And in another word, bail is bond. So it's just an amount of money to allow a person to be free before trial, but also from the court's perspective is to ensure that they come to court, and the cash amount will be forfeited if they don't come to court. So it's really like you put up your money, say you're going to show. If you don't show, you lose your money. And it's just a promise you're going to show up for court. That's what bail is.
Okay. Thank you for that, Rabina. Now, also, okay. So, and here's another thing. I have a question, Rabina, before I get to Kendra. Miss Kendra, is cash bail, it sounds like that's exactly what it is. It's cash. You can't use no credit card, right? Exact amount of money, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. So, Kendra, tell us your story, her story, Kendra's story about bailout. How does this all go down?
Well, one day I went to one of those, I'm getting nervous now.
Oh, you ain't nervous. You a pro at this. Wait a minute.
I know. I'm sorry. I went to a program where they help you knock off some of your tickets, you know what I'm saying? So you're able to get your license and things like that.
Traffic tickets, right? You talking about traffic tickets and stuff like that?
Yeah, traffic tickets, yeah. Okay. And that's where I met Rabina.
Okay.
Rabina is like walking me through the whole center, you know, talking to this person, talking to that person, talking to this person. And I was like so grateful for her, you know. So after we got done with that, a lot of the tickets still needed some court dates and things like that. But after a few weeks, everything was taken off my record. Only I think I owe like maybe $500 or something on my tickets. So I went and I went online and I paid for it, got my license and everything. Riding through Grosse Pointe, just how I met up with the Liberation, with Miss Nell and her group of people. That's how I met up with them. I got pulled over, and although I had my license and everything, license and insurance, I had a busted taillight. I had a warrant in St. Clair Shores. And I mind you, I'm in Grosse Pointe. He wanted to take me to jail, and I'm like, why? Like, you know, I didn't do anything. You know, I just have a busted taillight. You know, I have kids in the back, you know, and I don't even know
where it was in the car with you. The kids was in the car with you. So we let's set this thing.
He didn't even check the car to even see was anybody even with me. He just wanted to not take me to jail. So I get on the phone with Rabina, and Rabina, you know, she's talking. And then she was like, so do you have any tickets in Grosse Pointe? And I'm like, no. And she was like, well, why is he taking you to jail? I said, he said, I have a warrant in St. Clair Shores. So Rabina like put me on speakerphone.
Yeah, that's how Rabina is. Because I've heard, yeah, okay. Yep.
So I put her on speakerphone. She was like, didn't they pass a law that if she doesn't have any warrants in your jurisdiction, that you can't take her to jail for someone else's jurisdiction? And he was looking crazy, like, who is that? And I'm like, oh, that's my lawyer. And he's looking at me like, yo, lawyer? I'm like, yeah, my lawyer.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, okay. I'm going to give her a ticket, you know what I'm saying, and send her, you know, and she better go to court. So, yeah, that's how I got past that. Without going to jail. He really wanted to take me to jail for that, for having not paid. I told him that I was working on it. I'm working on everything. You know, as you can see, I just got my license. I'm working on that stuff. He didn't care about none of that stuff. And he was going to lock me up. If those kids wasn't in the back seat, he was going to lock me up. And they was white kids too. You know, they're my nieces and nephews, but and they're white, you know, and I don't know, but I just felt like the kids and Rabina really saved me, you know? And I'm like, I haven't seen their mom and I don't know where their mom at or whatever. So then when they let me go and I go home, the mom finally pulled up and she's white. She got pulled over and I'm telling y'all the place don't go to the car. She ain't got no license, no insurance. A lot of stuff not working on a car, you know, it's way worse than the car that I was driving. And they let her go without a warning. No tickets, no nothing.
Same day. Wait, Kendra, who was this again?
This is my incident happened in Grosse Pointe, but her incident happened in St. Clair Shores.
And she didn't go through the same process as you?
Nope.
So... No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What did you say?
She didn't have no kids. You know, I had her kids, you know.
Okay.
But she just free to go, you know.
Well, you okay. Help me to grasp all this. Rabina, so picture this. You're out maybe having a chai latte. You at Starbucks and you get this phone call from Kendra, right?
Well, I don't do a Starbucks. I was
probably... We just probably at my desk. You was out and you got this call, right? This random call. You didn't, you weren't, I'm just
I was very worried for Kendra. And I felt very bad for her that she was in that situation because she had worked very hard to get her license and address her matters. She is a responsible person and she was put in this very scary situation. But I, you know, certainly, you know, give her credit to how she handled herself because she is smart. And, you know, I actually didn't know about the kids in the car at that moment myself. But when she told me later that there were kids in the car and that's why he let her go, I give her a lot of credit for the courage she had to advocate for herself. But, you know, I mean, she's also correct that though there was a law at the time. This was, I think, spring of last year, right? Or spring of this year. Yeah. That it seems like much longer ago, but it was spring of this year. You know, and so there is a law. The law that passed in 2020 was addressed to not take as many people into custody. And if somebody is, if it's just a traffic violation, even if it's a warrant, yes, she has a warrant. A police officer has discretion if the warrant isn't for anything violent or if they aren't committing a crime right there or a violent crime. A police officer always has discretion to let the person go. The idea behind the reforms was, you know, we don't need to just put people in jail. But the crux of this is the reason she had a warrant was there was a warrant for her non-appearance in St. Clair Shores for a traffic matter. It wasn't a warrant for any kind of serious criminal matter. It was for a traffic matter. And the St. Clair Shores court and other courts similarly issue warrants because somebody doesn't show up. That doesn't mean Kendra knew about the court date or she had purposefully escaped her court date or did something wrong. It was a misunderstanding. And yet there's a warrant that gives the officer the authority to arrest her. And he was trying to exercise that authority without actually using the discretion that he has under the law to not arrest her because she's not a bad person. But I do give her a lot of credit. I give Kendra a lot of credit for standing up for herself and advocating for herself and in that moment, which was very scary. And a lot of people find themselves in.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That does. And to have the kids in the back, and that's real. That's real. And the fact that she was able to call you. And here's the thing, Kendra, you thought, I'm sure you was thinking in the back of your head, what if Rabina doesn't answer? But you did. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some people don't have a Rabina to call. Let's be real.
Yeah, I know. She's like an angel in disguise. She and Rabina was going through something with her father, you know, her parents getting everything settled with them. And she was able to take the call, you know, and she was, you know, just jump right in, you know what I'm saying? And let me know with Kendra, you know what I'm saying? If he do, you know, and if he don't, you know, but this is what's supposed to take place, you know, there, you know, it's a warrant for traffic tickets. It's not a warrant for beating someone or, you know, harming anybody or anything like that. Like he should let you go, but like he was not giving up. Like he wanted to lock me up that morning. And the fact that, you know what I'm saying? Like I was going through a lot. I had to, like in a week or so, I had to get out the house that I was in. And that's why I was on my way to get some free boxes from this guy in Grosse Pointe. And I got lost. And I'm telling him this, like, I got to be, you know, my kids got to be out of this house in a week. I can't afford to go to jail. I can't afford no more tickets. I just paid, you know what I'm saying? Organization just helped me with my tickets and things like that. Like, I'm just trying to get on the right track. And he just was not going for it.
He wasn't hearing it. Wow. If you're just joining us, I am having this conversation with Rabina from the Detroit Justice Center, one of the amazing attorneys there. We've been, Michigan Liberation has been rocking with DJC for a while now, you know, Rabina, and I hear her name all the time. I've actually, just so you know, witnessed, we was trying to do some bailouts and and you know, as part of Michigan Liberation, and he's like, we got to call Rabin, we got some questions. And then we have her client, as well as Michigan Liberation's client, Kendra, on here today. Thank you so much, Kendra, for being transparent, willing to share your story, because there's somebody out there that's going to hear this for real, and they're going to be inspired. And that's something that we definitely want all of you who are watching and listening, please post your comments and questions. If you want to reach out to us at Michigan Liberation, you want to reach out to the Detroit Justice Center, there's our social media handle, Kendra. Hey, if you want to reach out to Kendra, you go through us, because she's our client. We want to make sure she's protected. But now I want to talk, Rabina and Kendra, about the negative impact of cash bail. Because right now, okay, we just found out what cash bail is. We just talked about your scenario, your situation, Kendra, but what, still some people are not grasping the negative impact of cash bail. And I'll throw one out just on the table. I had no clue, like somebody said the negative impact, like how you can lose your job, your children, your housing. Can we expand on that? Like, I mean, even Kendra, if you want to talk about some of the negative impact that you've experienced or whatnot with cash bail.
Well, the only negative impact I had was, you know, after I got pulled over, you know what I'm saying, how it just scary, you know what I'm saying, to ride around being black, you know.
Yeah, you can say it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
riding around,
just to be scary.
Yep, it's scary. You know what I'm saying? I don't ride with you know, I'm single, so I don't ride with men. So yes, I'm by myself majority of the time, and to get pulled over and treated like I just robbed the bank for $50 million is real scary. You know, my mom stays at St. Clair Shores. That's another negative part about it. I was scared, even with my license, you know, I was scared to even go visit her, you know. It's just, that's the only negative thing about it. But other than that, everything about the bailout program is very positive.
Okay. Now, as far as the, Rabina, the negative impact of cash bail, I know Michigan Lib, we've made a brochure about it, but right. Can you speak on the negative aspect of cash bail, because outside of even Kendra's story?
Right. Well, so as we stated earlier, it's cash bail. You have, you know, and the only purpose of bail is to make sure that somebody shows up. But what we find disproportionately is, Kendra said it correct. I mean, if you're black or a person of color or any kind of minority, you're going to be impacted more than negatively than anybody else. More people lose their jobs, their housing, and their children. They oftentimes will have their car impounded on top of getting a traffic ticket, on top of, you know, being locked up. So you're losing your property, your freedom, your employment. And for what? What is that? You know, what's the purpose? But the point is that really, as you heard from Kendra, she takes care of people. She is a vital person in her family and community. And this is, to me, the worst part of cash bail is you're taking important people out of the community who are significant to many other people and just throwing them in jail for what? Just to make sure they show up for court? It's ridiculous. It's demonic. And there's no rhyme or reason for it. I've learned, you know, I mean, you know, Kendra, as we've stated, is my client, but she is an inspiration to me because I mean, Kendra rarely talks about herself. She's always talking about her kids and her family and who she's going to help and how she's going to help the community. She is involved. And why aren't we recognizing that these are human beings that are vital and important to the community? What was to be gained by taking her into custody or keeping her in custody for a traffic matter? Now, I can go on and on about the traffic system and traffic court. But the point of cash bail doesn't exist for me. And so what is on the other end of it is you're having good people, leaders in their family, leaders in the community, just put behind bars for the pleasure of law enforcement, for the pleasure of the court. with no rhyme or reason. And there's many, many statistics that show, for example, people will show up to court if you just give them a reminder, if you actually send them a notice, and if they receive it, or if they can change the schedule, if they need to change the schedule, or if they miss a hearing, that they're able to reschedule that hearing. You know, and that you shouldn't issue warrants for missing court. You should give people opportunity to handle their matter. It's really simply a regulatory matter for somebody who, like Kendra said, defective equipment or not having insurance. Those are correctable issues. Those aren't serious crimes. So why are we using the jail and bail system for something that's regulatory and can be figured out without the use of law enforcement? So, you know, why are we doing that? And so I just want people to think, like, most people are, you know, we're no different. All of us here are moms and, you know, leaders in our family and take care of other people. You know, if we didn't have the money to pay a ticket, or we didn't have get notice of a court hearing, or if we missed a court hearing, should we be arrested? No. Should there be a warrant? No. Should we have to pay to go to court to resolve our matter? No. That's all ridiculous. And the fact that it exists needs to end.
Needs to end. Well, thank you for that, Rubina. Wow. But we've got about 8 more minutes, everyone. And I want to spend the next 8 minutes, or the last 8 or 7 minutes that we have, to talk about, Kendra, your life after, you know, being bailed out. And also, we can talk about lessons learned, because there's, like I said, there's going to be somebody watching, listening, that is going to be inspired by your story. And even you may have decided, after going through what you're going through, what are some things you know you're going to do differently, or you wish you could tell some people? You know what I mean?
Well, my lesson learned was to always, you know, try to get a scheduler or something, you know, to make sure I make every court dates, you know what I'm saying, after, if I get a ticket or anything. But for now, I just keep on, you know, I drive the speed limit, turn signals, seat belts, you know, I keep all of that stuff on. And the outcome of the bail, you know, I still have my job, you know, it was, yeah. I've been there a year now. Would have went to jail, I don't know what would have happened, because I haven't had my year in yet, you know. And that year means a lot to employees, you know. You can't be missing 3-4 days, you know what I'm saying, because of a traffic ticket, or you're locked up for a warrant, you know, can't be missed, you know, they will replace you like that, you know. But I try to do everything, because I work downtown, like in the Wayne State area, mm-hmm. Wayne State University area. So, you know, it's a lot of cops out there, you know, but I just drive right. I don't park on the street, you know, to accumulate more tickets, you know what I'm saying? I need that any funds I do get, I need that to go into on my car, so I can park in a parking structure.
Wow. I hear you. Because I can imagine, with being pulled over, I mean, I think everybody gets a little nervous when they see some type. I'm not gonna lie to you. One time I saw a blue light behind me and freaked out, and it was like a security vehicle, but it's just something about the lights. And if it's red and blue and all that, you start almost panicking and everything like that. So I'm so glad that you still have your job. But let's be real, Rubina, some people, we've seen this, where they're in for days and they lose the job, and they're already dealing with getting evicted or some kind of rent situation. That's real, y'all. And then have to come up with exact amount of cash. And then some of the amount is ridiculous. I've heard all kinds of scenarios with the amount of the bail.
Oftentimes, what we've seen in a variety of courts is they will make the bail amount or the cash bond amount higher than any fine they owe. So, for example, you know, if the fine for a driving with a suspended license is $500, We've seen bonds as high as $750. Well, why make it higher than money they owe? And let's be honest, traffic court is really about courts collecting money. So why are you making it why do you prohibit people from actually taking care of their court matters? It doesn't make any sense to me. Now, we've been able to convince some courts, and I say we because it's a coalition of Michigan Liberation, DJC, and other great organizations that have been putting pressure on leaders and courts to say, hey, give people a chance to come to court. If they miss court, give them another day. If you have to issue a warrant, don't put a bond. Just make sure that they can get to court and set a hearing. The fact that you have the authority doesn't mean you have to exercise the authority to lock somebody up. Gauge it to what they are. And, understand that you're hurting everyday people. You're hurting you and me. This affects all of us. And we collectively can work together to end this pain, because Kendra should never have experienced this. And nobody else should ever experience this. Now, granted, I know people are really afraid. And Kendra talks about that fear. Of course, everybody's afraid. Why do we have to live in a system of fear? Does that make the road safer if you're afraid? How do we work together to make, our community safer and the roads safer? We don't need courts and jail and police to make it safer. We can teach each other. We can be there for each other. We can support one another. I can tell you that, Kendra is not only a leader in her family, but she's an advocate for good things to happen for other people. So protect my Kendra. She's important. Inspired by her. And, we as a community can come together. Our voices do matter when we speak together and in one voice to end cash bail.
I know that's right. And you know what, with the 2 minutes that we have left, Kendra, tell us, I know you had talked a little bit about lessons learned, and I know, Rabina, you've given us nothing but nuggets throughout this whole discussion. But Kendra, for somebody out there who's going through it, what is some words of encouragement, that you want to give some food for thought for somebody, that's watching or listening, because I know you've been there, done that, sister.
Yeah, I just want everybody to keep their head up. You know what I'm saying? There is help out here. MBM, they helped out a lot with Rabina. If you see any seminars where they're helping you with your ticket and stuff like that, it's some beautiful people in there, some positive people, some people that's willing to help you get on your feet, to be able to drive around the city of Detroit, or city of St. Clair Shores or city of Grosse Pointe. They're there. Miss Nell, Miss Rabina, Miss Deborah, all of them has a great impact on my life, right now. They're the reason why I still have my job. They're the reason why I'm in a new house. They're the reason why I'm able to get all different type of resources because I have my license now.
Oh, thank you. I know they'll appreciate when they see or hear this podcast. Just so everybody who's listening and watching, Nell and well as Miss Deborah is part of Michigan Liberation, and then Rabina is part of Detroit Justice Center. Well, thank you so much, ladies. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm on behalf of Michigan Liberation, and hey, we all say it together, respect the roots. So we all gonna say it together. Y'all ready, Rabina, Kendra? Respect the roots, right? 1, 2, 3.
Respect the roots.
Yes. Well, thank you everybody for listening, watching. Until next time when we have another episode. Thank you so much for both of you being on here, being guests. And I know this is not going to be the last time that I see or hear both of y'all and everything. We're going to be in the studio. We're going to do some more episodes and so forth. So this is only the beginning. We're just getting started. All right. Till next time. What again, y'all? Y'all ready? Respect the roots. All right. Take care, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Y'all hold on, but hey, okay. See y'all later.
Michigan Liberation Education Fund, C3, conducts grassroots organizing, leadership development, and civic engagement activities. Michigan Liberation, C4, and Michigan Liberation Action Fund, IE, are sister organizations.